police claims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Stand up, fellow. State your peace tonight. Stand up, fellow. State your peace.
We begin the second hour. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is January 17th, 2021. I'm going to go back to your calls again here shortly. My email address, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I am behind on emails. I took a couple days off of mental preparedness here to get myself in order here and think up my strategy of what I want to do and get prepared. And I think I'm there. So we'll just see what comes our way now. Again, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I will catch up on my emails and return the email comments to people who wrote. I appreciate taking the time to write me. I will catch up and get back with you. Get back to the phones here, and we'll talk to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, you there?
Good evening, Steve.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, what was it you said in the beginning of the show about the telling the truth?
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
Well, you said, you know, you want to tell the truth to the best of your ability.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
I'm fair and square. I call it as I see it. I call a spade with no racial undertones and saying, calling a spade a spade. That's who I am. I mean, yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. If I know it, I'm not going to BS anybody about if I don't know something and try to put on air and go, oh yeah, he's making up something. I'm not going to do that. I've never done that. And I will never start doing that. I'll tell you fair and square what I believe. The honest me. Tonight is unplugged. I'm a little hot tonight because of people, you know, they were, well, throwing me under the bus for not believing in Q. I mean, I respected their opinion. This is the second time this has happened. A host on another network did the same thing to me, uncalled for, unprofessional, and then a so-called friend did the same to me.
Well, that message you said, I wish it would apply to some of the hosts on RBN. Because they've been spewing out lies, and they're dividing the people on RBN. And it really sickens me that I got to hear this stuff about Pelosi, Lindsey Graham being arrested, and Biden's got a bracelet on his ankle. And yet they come back on the air, and they don't admit that they were wrong.
Well, I've heard those same things. Actually, I got one today. And a video sent to me saying that Barack Obama has been jailed. He's in jail right now. And I laughed. I had to laugh. And I said, yeah, and Hillary's in jail too. Sure. There's lots of those things floating around out there. I don't know who does them. But the agenda is to get you to believing. Having hope, false hope. That's what Q is all about. False hope. Building you up. And now look at the big letdown. These people that hung on to QAnon. I'm sorry, man. That's a big, big nothing burger there. But I saw it coming. I don't know why other people didn't.
Well, I'd much rather listen to Layla or Jennifer Daniels again than some of these other hosts on RBN. That's all I got to say.
Well, I don't listen to a lot of people. I listen to a handful of people. I don't have that kind of time to listen to everybody, so I'm sure I'm not going to agree with everybody on this network. But you know what? That's why it's an open forum here. You can call in, and you can call them on the carpet. Call me on the carpet. You think I said something wacky and crazy? call me on the carpet for it. And you have the right to do that, and you should. And you should.
Well, I appreciate it, Steve. And the best thing John said this week is we need to initiate the militias because we are on our own.
Yep, you're right there. As a matter of fact, John's working on getting Stuart Rhodes back on the show again for Patriot Movement here for militias. That hopefully will come into future here in the next couple of weeks. He's been on before a couple of times, but definitely a must. The militias have to be. We need to boost the numbers up in the militia, no doubt about it.
Amen. Thanks, Steve. Have a good night.
All right, Joe. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your comments. Appreciate it. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Looks like we got Dan in Washington. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I listen to Fascination, and Q, the guy they say running that is Ezra Cohen Watnick. Ezra Cohen Watnick. I think he's in cyber intelligence. So they're pretty reputable. I would check into that guy. But yeah, Q is pretty much just a big joke on, baby boomers and, they're just laughing at us, I think. And,
I think they are.
Wasn't really why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ted Cruz, we need to destroy these Republicans, and I'm never going to vote Republican again. I don't care. I'll go socialist or just not vote at all. But Ted Cruz,
I'm not
going to
vote at all.
I'm done voting.
I'm done.
Yeah. Well, look at Ted Cruz's betrayal. Like the guy with the horns in the Capitol, right? And then there was the guy in Pelosi's desk saying, and it was actually a pretty funny video. He's sitting in her chair and he says, I stole her letter. She's I won't say it on air, but these guys aren't terrorists, man. There was a riot. It got out of hand. They were obviously let in the Capitol. And then.
Yeah, they were.
And look, Giuliani, Trump, all these guys did rile these people up. So after the riot happens and they're let in the Capitol and all this stuff, and the girl gets murdered by a cop, then they come out and Ted Cruz says, these are terrorists, and then Trump comes out and says, we're going to go to the full extent of the law, he's fighting Al-Qaeda or something. And, So no, I would rather see all of these people go to court that are being arrested and rounded up as terrorists and facing huge, stupid prison terms. I'd rather have them just say, look, Trump told me to do it. I was following the president's orders. And I'd rather have them go after Giuliani and Ted Cruz and all these people, because the people that were in that riot were stupid. Maybe some of them they say were Antifa, but they're not terrorists. Maybe a vandalism.
Well, I disagree with you.
But,
I disagree with you. I think Antifa is a terrorist group.
I don't think they're all
much,
Antifa.
Look at the chaos they brought through the whole entire summer. I'm okay protests. I'm okay. I've been on lots of protests.
But I'm talking about the Capitol. I'm talking about what happened at the Capitol when you had they let those people in there. And
let Antifa in. They even bust them in. And they were dressed like Trump supporters, but they turned their hats around so they could identify each other.
But look, this whole thing is staged. When you say they're all Antifa, what you're doing is stabbing a lot of the Trump people that were there in the back.
No, I'm not. Antifa, but there were.
Right.
This was created by Antifa. This whole thing was staged. Damn,
I agree, but they're not terrorists. We shouldn't go after them because they did not go after Antifa or BLM. But then when our people, then they're going to go after them like they're terrorists.
Right.
And why? See, you're stabbing your people in the back, dude. That's why Republicans always lose.
I'm all for peaceful protest. I'm not for storming the Capitol. Those people were let in. Some people barged in. Most of them were probably Antifa, and there were probably some few that were actually Trump supporters who were not part of the Antifa group, who just wanted to be part of history, I guess, on the wrong side of history. But they, you know, they labeled
the entire rally.
They labeled the entire rally as chaotic and chaos and violent, and it was not. It was not.
I agree, but that's what I'm saying. Ted Cruz and Trump are stabbing his people in the back, because what he should say is, "Hey, a little bit of it got out of hand."
Yep.
And that's it. That's all the Democrats would do. But Ted Cruz wants to label them all terrorists. So all these people in there and got routed up. And no, I'd rather see Giuliani and Trump go to jail than that guy in the freaking Viking hat or whatever. Yeah. Not a terrorist. He's just some stupid kid that in a rally, Antifa or not. I'm just saying Ted Cruz needs to be destroyed. He's a backstabber for doing that, in my view.
Hey, I got lining up here. I need to get back to some other calls. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I'm going to go back to the phones here. We got Mitchell in Arkansas. You're on the show.
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
I'm riled up. How about you?
It sounds like it. Hey, Steve, you heard of a debt jubilee? Yeah. Maybe we need a government jubilee.
A debt jubilee?
No, you heard of a debt jubilee. Maybe we need a government jubilee. I wanted to ask you something, though, Steve. There's a problem with the Constitution that I have. Remember Thomas Hobbes? Of course you remember. It was 1651. You know, we're both 59 years old. We're kind of old. No, but the point is the idea for the reason we're told we needed an authoritarian statist government system was to protect us from what they called the state of nature. The immorality of mankind. That's why we're told we needed to have this Leviathan ruling government system. But then you have John Adams say, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to government of any other. So in other words, it seems like they designed a constitutional government system that would only work if you had a society that didn't exist. It's like designing an automobile engine that only works on fuel that doesn't exist on planet Earth. There's no such thing as a moral and religious society, not in 2021. What do you say, Steve?
No, not at all. You're right.
But you understand the problem I'm having here is you designed a government system that would only work with the type of people that doesn't exist in 2021.
Exactly. Right, I see where you're going with
this. So if John Adams is correct,
I don't think they thought that the moral decay would ever reach where it is today.
Okay, so Steve,
I don't think they ever fathomed that
the
moral decay,
the
ethics, morality would be where it is today. Yeah.
Okay, so does this Constitution work for the type of society we have today?
Well, do you want to go with the mass quantities of? The bottom feeders, you want them to be able to dictate law and the way life is supposed to be? Do you want those people? I don't.
No, I think that we've got to do something differently.
Well, how about raise the bar? We continue to lower the bar. Why not raise the bar?
Okay, well, what we're looking at now is let's say we had a legitimate government, and now all of a sudden what's happened, many people say it's an illegitimate government. And so if there are no consequences for these people, then you have what's called a distinction without a difference. If there's no difference now between a legitimate government and an illegitimate government. It doesn't mean anything. It has no meaning. These people are never, no one's ever held to account for anything. So
well,
everybody's just go ahead.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this. I see where you're going.
What's the difference in a legitimate government and an illegitimate government? No one's punished. No one's held accountable. No changes are made. I mean, you had a complete violation of the 10th Amendment in the 1869, White versus Texas case when Texas wanted to secede, and somehow or another it wound up at the Supreme Court. Why? The Constitution didn't say anything one way or the other about secession, so it seems like the 10th Amendment means that, hey, secede if you want to. It's up to the people. It falls back to the people and the states. But somehow or another, there was a violation of the 10th Amendment, the Constitution, and that was in 1869. Nothing happened.
Right.
Nothing happened when the Constitution and the social contract was violated in 1913. Look at 1964, 65. They conscripted all those people to go to Vietnam. That was failure to protect the unalienable rights of life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness, and any other right I can think of, based on a false flag.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Was anyone held to account for what happened? A false flag in Vietnam?
You'll never 9/11? Even hear that term. You'll never even hear that term, Dan. I think I heard false flag one time ever from mainstream media one time. Or did I hear it on C-SPAN?
You understand my point? If there's no accountability and nothing happens and there's no changes, then there's no difference in the word legitimate
government
or illegitimate government. There's no difference.
I agree.
It's a brake pedal that doesn't work. If you push the brake pedal, nothing happens. If you don't push it, nothing happens. It's irrelevant.
I totally agree.
Let me move to point.
I totally agree with your assessment on that. Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Can I give me a little more time here? I want to ask you because I want to touch.
Yeah, I got a couple more calls, but real quick, go ahead.
Okay. About the vaccines, everyone keeps.
Yeah.
The powers that be are doubling down. They seem hell bent on getting this everyone to take this damn vaccination. We know that none of us and a lot of people like us, we don't want to take it. We get it. I understand that. I don't want to take it. What am I supposed to do in a society where I can't go in the damn grocery store or I can't get my teeth cleaned or I can't see a doctor unless I can show proof of vaccination? The point is, what do we do given that circumstance? We all know we don't want to take it. And just saying, I don't want to take it, I'm not going to take it, that doesn't do anything. That doesn't carry the day. We need to know what can we do if we're told you can't go to Home Depot unless you can prove you've been vaccinated. That's what I want to know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. You know what you need to go back to, and I think we're going to be – I think the courts are just going to be lined up with lots of cases, suing employers, suing a lot of people for failure to – for blocking them for access to their businesses when it's a necessity. Fauci just came out a couple of days ago and said – now, this is – we need to throw these words back out there because Fauci said that the vaccine, even though they told you 94.5%, 95% – somebody said 99 or 100% that they're vaccine. Of course, they're two vaccines, 2 or 3 weeks apart. Well, he's coming back now saying, well, the vaccine, you may still get the coronavirus, the COVID virus here. You still may get it. But now they're selling the vaccine, not on prevention, but they're selling it on minimizing your symptoms. Okay. Now, what other vaccines other than this one and the yearly flu vaccine, which are both fraud vaccines, by the way, they sell the vaccine on minimizing your symptoms. Okay, what other vaccines do we take in our regimen of taking vaccines that tell you it's not prevention, it's for minimizing your symptoms? There are no other vaccines out there on the market that sell their product to minimize your symptoms. It goes against the ideology of what a vaccine is for.
They're classifying it as a vaccine so they can enjoy the no liability. I think that by definition it's not even a vaccine. I don't even think it should be called a vaccine.
Every business has some kind of product liability on their product.
Except this one.
You're putting something in your body, and this pharmaceutical, none of the pharmaceuticals will be held accountable if something goes wrong. Now, think about it on the side of a lawyer. A lawyer makes his business, he makes his money on suing companies for product negligence, product harm on their clients. So a lawyer would not agree with a one-sided deal where, wait a minute, I can't sue you if something goes wrong with your product? You're going to have to put it in legal terms.
It's
suicide. It's Russian roulette.
I think this is why they're calling it a vaccine. I think they call it a vaccine so they can get indemnification or immunity or whatever from liability. But technically, I don't even think it is a vaccine. It's not. It doesn't have the characteristics of a vaccine. It doesn't work. It's not doing what a vaccine is supposed to do.
Exactly. It's not.
Steve, before I get off the phone, can I ask you one thing real quick? The United States of America, because I want to tap into your brain and ask you a question. The United States of America is composed of about 2.4 billion acres. That's about 3.8 million square miles. Let's take, say, for instance, the state of Montana is composed of 94 million acres. Would you, Steve Elkins, be willing to, like, each state carve out 1,000 acres that we'll call a free state zone? Nothing. The government's not there. It's just free. You go there. No code enforcement. You can hold a colonial title to whatever you build. You have no property tax, nothing. Each state has an area where people can run and hide and live like a human being. Would you be willing to, I mean, does that sound like an idea that, or where you can have a safe haven, like I say, a free state zone? Would you be willing to do this?
That's not even a possibility. Not even a possibility.
That's not the point.
You're talking about a government that wants control over people. It's not even a possibility. You see, if you look at the state of California right now, they're trying to split the state in two. They don't want to be part of Southern California, Northern California. They want their own separate state. This administration, if you think about the slogan they've been running at you since day one of the pandemic, this scamdemic, we're all in this together. They don't want separatism. They want
okay,
unity.
But
they want
I'm saying,
you all
would
together
you,
in the same
picture. Do you like the idea of having like a slab city, 640 acres outside of San Diego? What I'm saying is we don't get along. People don't get along anymore. And I think part of this is coming down to the difference in brain modality. But it's blatantly obvious at the point people can't get along. So we need to separate. And I was just asking you, would you be willing to do that? Say each state can give up X amount of acres and say y'all can just go homeless, y'all can just go run there and live. Would you be willing to do it?
You know what? I can't even answer that because it's not even a possibility that ever happened. That's fantasy.
Okay, so you're not going to give me an answer? No. All right.
No, Dan, that's fantasy.
That's not the point. I'm asking you if you'd be willing to do
it. That's totally fantasy. You're talking about a government wants control over people. They don't want to let people have acreage and do their... You need to look up Agenda 2030. You need to look up another thing called
ICLEI. I agree with you, Steve, but would you be willing to do it?
Look that up. It's the ugly stepsister of Agenda 2030. It's about no property rights. It's about smart meters. It's about controlling the people using resources. When you understand that, your question would have no bearing because it's impossible. It would be fantasy. Got to move on to another call. Thank you for your call. Ron in Florida, you're on next.
How you doing? Yeah,
hey,
Steve, I got a question for you. I'm trying to get you guys some more listeners. I'm noticing that the general feeling of all the people that I talk to and all the radio shows that I listen to is we got two options. One, we hold our breath, Trump comes up with a miracle here really soon in a matter of hours, or two, we're doomed for the rest of history. I seem to think, in my mind, there's other options. And I'm wondering what you're thinking. I'm also wondering, have you talked to John, that guy that you were going
to
have on from
I talked to him last night, and he was really down about what's going on here, but he's put on a new face that we're going to survive. We're going to be fighting these people. And and we're going to be fighting to defend and save our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Okay.
And we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to work really hard at that.
Yeah.
I think that's where we go for the next couple of years.
You know that guy from Oath Keepers that John was going to have on?
Yeah, Stuart Rhodes.
He didn't answer his phone or something. Do you still have plans of getting him on?
Yeah. Actually, he's been on twice before. I think right now, imagine since he talked to John at the rally there, and John said, yeah, what do you think? He said, war is coming. And he said, time for the militias to grow.
Okay.
And I agree.
Well,
I agree. It's time for the militias to grow.
That was my next question, is how serious you really think it really is.
Yeah. I think it's very serious. Very serious. Yeah.
And you don't count on Trump coming to the rescue at the last minute.
That would be a miracle. And if that happened,
exactly,
I wouldn't even mind eating some crow, Ron. I would not mind eating the crow and making apologies because I'm a big man. I could do that. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, me neither, Steve.
I don't see it happening. That would be. I would love to wake up and say, my God, this whole thing turned around. The general stood up for him. And this all worked out right, but I just don't see that happening.
It's like the QAnon thing, isn't it? It's like we've been hearing it all along and nothing ever happens.
Right.
Yeah. Right. All right, Steve. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Brian in Washington, you're on.
Washington State here, Nikki Rapana. as she looks at the common pass, which is going to allow you to fly around on airplanes, and the community immunity, you know, this is stuff she wrote about 10 years ago. It's not Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. It is also pick a side, either side. And is RBN participating in this right-left debacle? John Stadtmuller and his constitution kind of leads people like Lark in Texas to say, you know, I'm going over to a YouTube channel called Rising Tide Media. You have to spell it Rising space Tide Media is all one word. In the last day, Lark was on, and I think, you know, this constitution was not written for us. And this Mike Gaddy spells it out pretty clearly. As to your callers who are completely hook, line, and sinkering this, in my opinion, are you familiar with Catherine Austin Fitz? I mean, she wants to warn us that united we stand, divided we fall. And this regionalism, this militia, this California, Oregon, all of these states are saying, well, we're gonna split up and we're not going to have any government. And are you aware all of the pensions and Social Security and all that stuff will be dissolved when you get your, you know, this utopia? So, yeah, I'm really encouraging people.
Well, I don't see, to be honest with you, I think I love Paul Preston, a good guy. I've worked with him before. And I think they moved a little too slow, too late to do their division, to split the state in two. It's not going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen under a Biden administration. No way. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm going to give you a little prediction myself. I lived in California a number of years, 9, 10 years. And the fires that they've been having the last couple of years are all very purposeful. It's part of ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, part. It's the ugly stepsister of Agenda 2030. And I talked to Paul. I said, Paul, do you realize that all the fires are happening in your district here of where you're trying to split the state in two? They're burning you out. He goes, yeah, I know. Because I looked at the map, I said, they're burning you here, here, and here. These are all purposeful fires to stop you in the process of splitting the state. So they're not going to let it happen. Speaking of which, high winds tonight and tomorrow in California, I think starting around the Southern California area, around Santa Barbara, and moving up to Sonoma County, which I used to live in. So guess what? The prediction here, fires will start up again. They're going to finish what they didn't finish before and finish off this whole new California state initiative that is not even a possibility. They're destroying everything they can under ICLEI and Agenda 2030. They're going to get rid of these grounds. They're going to come in later on and saying, you can't build here. Insurance rates, they won't insure you. Government will take land away. They'll say they're going to make it a sanctuary or something. They are not going to let the new California state initiative ever happen.
Can I stick around for the Western Washington fire update?
Yep. Those are all very purposeful, too. Very purposeful. Thanks for your call, Brian. And I need to get back to another phone call here. Bottom of the hour here. The break, and I'll be right back. Please give a call, 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. I want to hear from you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your
music to calm me down here, and I am calming down. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Mary in Virginia. Mary, are you there? Geez, I don't even know. It says Mary on Virginia here. If you can't figure it out, we'll go to Ken first then. Ken in New York, and then we can find her.
Hi, Steve.
Ken, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
I can.
I think I could handle crow if it had a nice barbecue sauce applied to it.
It's stringy.
Do you think that this is being done to see if how many people would beg to have martial law? Because I'm practically on my knees I think so many opportunities have been missed. I don't think there's any other way to fix this problem.
Well, you say martial law, or you say partial martial law. Does anybody really, can they define that? I think, to be honest with you, Ken, is when Donald Trump, a couple of months ago, probably said something he shouldn't have said when he talked about the generals at the Pentagon, essentially calling them a bunch of warmongers, and that their whole duty and their purpose is to manufacture wars abroad and make money for the corporations. That didn't go over too well. So now if Donald Trump calls on the generals of the Pentagon to help him fight this this voter fraud and stand by him, they are not there for him. He probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, well, the truth hurts sometimes, but I don't think
it is true.
Actually...
He's absolutely correct. You know what really boggles my mind is, Ken, is that I underestimated Israel. I underestimated them. I figured since Donald Trump had given them pretty much everything they wanted in his 4 years of office, why would they want to change the guard out? They got everything they wanted. They could probably get more. He's been very compliant, very giving to Israel. Why not just keep him in there and get more in the next 4 years? But then again, they stabbed him in the back.
Yes.
This is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. So many people at the same time come to the same conclusion. I don't like this guy. I want him out. And they stab him in the back. Never in history have I ever seen people jump ship and betray a person so fast.
Well, they're afraid of him because they can't predict what he's going to do. I think he is unpredictable. And the guys, I think what they said right in the beginning when he became president, they said they couldn't trust him because they couldn't housebreak him.
Yeah. Well,
I just think that here's what I think the solution, how martial law would look in this case.
Okay.
If he's really, classified, if he's released classified data and the classified data points at people, gives evidence, that evidence, those people should just be arrested and taken to a military tribunal. And that I think if you have a few convictions, and I mean convictions with prejudice, I think the rest of them, the rest of these people start to straighten up. One of the other callers said,
well,
no, Ken, nobody ever gets punished for anything.
That was the whole purpose behind having Sidney Powell come in under the being an attorney under the military tribunal. I thought that was the whole plan. And then releasing the Kraken, because in the military tribunal, I was in the military. You're convicted. They're saying that you are guilty. You must prove your innocence. That's the way the military tribunal works. And that went nowhere. The Kraken, nothing happened. The sealed sworn affidavits of election fraud, voter fraud, nothing. The videos, nothing mattered. This is the most bizarre thing. The lower courts didn't want to look at it. They didn't want to acknowledge it. And that governor of Georgia brazenly saying, this is the most fair and honest election he's ever seen. I mean, amazing.
Well, of course they will, because the judges are all bought and paid for. The attorneys are. The prosecutors, they're all, they swear an oath to the court. They don't swear an oath to the concentration, the Constitution.
Right.
And that is the root of the problem. They try to absolve themselves of any responsibility for anything, much like a medical industrial complex.
Yeah.
I mean, am I making any sense here? How can you get any justice? Even if Trump doesn't pull the plug or pull the ripcord, what kind of justice do you think you're going to expect from judges that wouldn't give the former president of the United States even a hearing? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
What do you
make out of it? Ken, what do you make out of releasing the files, declassifying the Russiagate files? What do you make of that? So late in the game, when he should have released that long ago, to exonerate himself and never go through the first impeachment, he waits days until he leaves office to reveal the underhandedness of these people that conspired to remove him and with scandal.
Well, that's
why so late? Why waiting so late?
Well, that's why I brought up, does he want to see how many people will end up begging for martial law?
I don't know.
I mean, by releasing all the information, you can just throw the information out. The name, the information will contain names, and those people obviously, you know, point to the people like Schiff, Schumer, and many others. And then he has no reason not to send him to a tribunal. I mean, there's no skin off his nose then. He says, here's the, you know, we got all, this has all been classified, not for protecting the United States or national security. It's national security always seems to be protecting the guilty all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. A big disappointment. Right, you know, I don't even know why Donald Trump would want a second term as much problem as it was the first 4 years. Why would you want to do it again? But
I don't think he wants.
I'm very disappointed. I think he could have done a lot better. And he missed some good opportunities. I think you agree. He missed some good opportunities. And when they get by you, it's too late.
He's got himself between a rock and a hard place. If he doesn't do something, his whole family is going to be, him and his family are going to be forfeit, if you get my drift.
Yeah. Well, they're going to work to cancel his businesses now. They're going to try to destroy his empire now. They'll try to destroy the empire.
You can't.
And send a clear message and probably go after people, talk show hosts, people who were supportive of the president. Like I said, we were always told to be supportive of whoever the president was. As long as it was a legit president, I would say okay to that. And if Biden had won legitimately, I'd say, well, he won legitimately, and I'll have to see what he does. I'll critique him like I critique anybody else, and hopefully he will do the right by this country. But we know he stole the election. We know it. 100% fact. Not even a theory, a fact. This election was rigged. So he will not get my support. He will not get my respect. He is IPEB, IPEB, the illegitimate president-elect Biden. That's how I will refer to him, or CJ, as in Crooked Joe. That's what he deserves. That's what he gets from me.
Going to be 1917 all over again.
Maybe.
Good night.
Good night, Ken. Appreciate the call. We're going to go up to, we're going to find Mary in Washington. I think Mary in Virginia. I'm sorry. Mary, are you there?
Steven, how are you doing, baby?
I don't know. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, you're a neighbor.
It's probably
of mine
one of the, one of the most electrified shows I've ever done. I said I would. Unplugged. I was going to come undone, and there we go.
You're a very good man. You're a very good man.
What's on your mind?
You're
tonight,
a neighbor of mine when I was growing up, but I'm not there anymore, and you're not there anymore. But anyhow, I respect John for going up there, you know?
Yeah.
He had the nuts. But it was a false flag, like Alex Jones likes to tell us. Right, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steven?
I'm right here.
And it was a false flag to make us look like...
Yeah, I agree, it was.
Demons. But I respect...
You know, it's funny is that, Mary, that John pointed out, and nobody seemed to find it yet, and we understand how crisis actors are hired for these kind of deals. And that the young woman who supposedly was in the military, 16 years, I can't remember what branch she was in, shot in the throat. In her hometown, no obituary has appeared in the paper yet.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of strange.
Yeah, my whole family is veterans. I served 8 years in Germany. My husband is still like big time, you know.
Were you stationed in Ramstein?
Zirgel, Ramstein, Kaiserslautern, and many places. Okay,
that's pretty neat.
But when I was way back when, you know, fucking Illinois check, right? How do you get out of poverty, right? When you have 1,000 kids, you know? I'll do what my brother did, join the military. Fuck, first time I ever ate in my life. No? Hell, I'm in on that, right? But do you realize 1,600 patriots have been arrested from that beautiful thing that John went to?
Yeah, that's what I hear. I heard that. I'm not sure if that's true, but I did hear that.
Right. And who did it?
It's hard to determine what's real and what's not real anymore.
Who
the news.
Alex Jones.
I just don't know what to believe anymore because they're censoring everything. The big tech companies sharing information. Fox. I don't believe in Fox anymore. They've gone over to the left.
Yeah. You know, my first boyfriend I ever fell in love with in fifth grade died.
Uh-huh.
He was from Indianapolis, but he grew up in Illinois. But here nor there. But I love people from so many places because I got to know them. And I love you people. And that's all you people have
to
know. Alex Jones and Donald Trump created that menagerie to arrest 1,600 patriots are going to prison right now. And that's so bullshit.
Okay. Mary, I've got other calls. I got to get going here before the show ends. I thank you for your call. We're going to go out to Bradley in Canada.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Bradley.
I'm calling in.
I'm doing all right, I guess. What's on your mind?
No doubt. So everything that's being talked about, fact doesn't dispute a narrative, and why hell is the impossibility of reason. So do you remember back in March when Trump said it was an honor to be your president? And then he handed over control to FEMA. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we can fast forward to today.
Past tense.
So fast forward today with the D.C. National Guard.
Yeah.
15,000 strong right now. So I'll read you a paragraph. As such, the commanding general of the D.C. National Guard is subordinate solely to the President of the United States. This authority to activate the D.C. National Guard has been delegated by the President to the Secretary of Defense and further delegated to the Secretary of the Army. So if Trump didn't activate the National Guard in D.C., who did?
That's what I wondered.
FEMA.
That's what I wondered.
Because they're still in charge.
Yeah.
Because did he come back on TV saying he relinquished command?
Yeah.
And everybody's forgotten about that, right? He was sitting
I didn't. I remember that because he talked about it in past tense. Like he knows he's not going to come back. Yeah.
He was sitting in the boardroom after the podium. And he's there, man, I'm hoping I'm making the right choice. But this is going to somebody I have faith in, and he was signing all the papers with the FEMA idiots in the room, all smiling,
right,
handing over to control. So who, if it's solely up to Trump, who put him in there? So if he handed over control to FEMA,
I don't know.
FEMA must have made that call, right?
Maybe. Hey, Bradley, I've got three more calls. I need to get them all in if I can. I appreciate your call, though. Going back to the phones, Tom in Utah, make it kind of short. I got two more behind you.
It's an easy one. My head scratcher is, do these people have children? Are their children going to marry into other families? What's the inheritance that they're going to leave for their children? That's it, the simple
thing. Well, I think what's going to happen is they're going to inherit the wealth of the world. As the world population goes down, somebody's going to inherit the wealth. They're not going to take the vaccine. They're not going to be depopulated. They're going to increase. They're going to grab more wealth, Tom.
Well, they must have extended families.
I don't know. That's a theory I've come up with. It's the depopulation. They'll simply acquire the masses of wealth of those who are deceased. Buying up the land, buying up everything, owning it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, I need to move on here. Thanks for your call. I got two more behind you, though. Got to get going here. Pat in Fort Worth, make it kind of fast. There's one behind you.
I think I forgot what I was going to say. What I tried to say yesterday didn't go there. But I believe that the fact that we've had something like we never had before, two impeachments on one president, I expect that none of these dates have to go along with God, because a whole bunch of people have been praying, and we're supposed to be praying right now and talking to tell other people to pray that don't know they should. But if all these people are putting up all these prophets who predicted Trump years ago, didn't even know what they were doing, and they're saying that we're not going to divide this country. California has not been forgotten, as bad as it looks right now. They've not been forgotten. I'm serious. I mean, some things may happen, you know, like a tsunami that wipes out San Jose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the tech, you know, whatever, the tech troubles. So I just, I mean, the Lord encourages me, and I just want to encourage somebody else. That's what that man says that comes on talking the Bible every night at midnight on weekdays. So that's why I'm calling, because I put on something called God TV, and they just keep coming up. One prophet don't know the other one, and they're saying the same thing, that if we will pray and humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and repent, well, so anyway, he will hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. And he can do it. I mean, no,
I respect your opinion on that, but I think Satan has got some deep roots here down there to the swamp, and I think that corruption, that swamp, that deep state
is
one of those situations where we're not going to, praying is not going to overcome the evil of the swamp.
Are Christians who don't believe how bad people have turned to the devil. I have somebody from Oklahoma do not believe that the Baphomet, they made a statue of the Baphomet. That's what the Church of Satan worships. And they're carrying it around, trying to get it installed on Capitol grounds. So it's out there. And if anybody says, oh, I don't believe anybody can worship the devil, then wait till he just takes you. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. So, I say,
all right, hey, Pat, got to move on here. Got to go get going here. Appreciate your call. Always do. Like I opened up the show, sometimes evil wins, at least for the time being. Their punishment will come later. And I pray for that day. I look forward to that day where these evil people get their punishment. Going back to the phones here, Doug in Malaysia. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing there, Doug? Doug dropped off. Shame on Doug. All right, Doug, I'll talk to you on email. Interesting stuff here. The last couple of days, I've talked to you about, we didn't talk about COVID at all tonight. But two days ago, I wake up around 2 in the morning, not feeling too good, not feeling good at all. And one of my friends suspected, he didn't know if he had COVID or not. And, you know, do I fear it? No, I don't fear it. Actually, I, I kind of hope I do get it so I can get immunity. And I know my immune system will be able to handle it, and I'll build future immunity for myself. So I wake up at 2 a.m, not feeling good, scratchy throat. I do my regimen here, gargle a little bit of hydrogen peroxide. And I have talked about this sinus irrigation formula I came up with. It's not really my formula. It's a combination of a couple of different formulas, but I've tailored it to work really well for me. And I started to feel it in my sinuses right away. And before my sinuses started to get packed, full and packed, and then have that post-nasal drainage, I said, I'm going to get on this really quick. And I swear that every time I use this formula, I detach the virus, bacteria, whatever is in the sinuses there. It never drops in my chest, and I'm never, it just goes away. I did a total of 3 treatments in about a 12-hour period, and gone, completely gone. I feel great. I did take a lot of extra vitamin C, vitamin D, some zinc, but I got to tell you, this sinus irrigation formula that I use, and I'm willing to share with you, the listeners, I've probably given it to 5 dozen people in the last couple of years. If you want the solution, how to make this stuff up, you have to have a neti pot, and you follow my directions to a T. I've written it out explicitly how to work it. You will have great success. The sooner you start on something with sinuses, the soonest you start, you'll have great success. So you can contact me at offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I will put in the subject matter, nasal irrigation, sinus irrigation. I will send it to you. Use it early, and you will have great success. Share it with others. Let's cheat the big pharmaceuticals. Let's keep you out of that aisle, the cold and flu aisle at Walmart. Let's keep that money in your pocket. Offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'll send it to you. So I just love this formula I use. I kid you not. I just tell everybody about it, and it really does work. And I haven't had a sinus cold. I haven't had the flu. I haven't had anything in 3 years now. I've been the healthiest ever since I left California. Maybe it has something to do with all that chemtrail stuff too, but I am very, very healthy now. And like I said, I swear by this sinus irrigation formula. If you want it, email me and I'll be happy to send it to you. Coming up next, my good friend Keith Rogers, ex-CIA, perception management, should be hearing the bumper here anytime now. And you want to tune into what he's got to talk about today. He's got some great information. Shares a lot of history with you about CIA, what they've done, the atrocities they got away with. But under the Freedom of Information Act, it's nice that we can find out the truth. If you don't understand the past, you're deemed to repeat it in the future. And I hope that someday, I pray that we can actually be a friendly, kind nation and stop invading other countries and stop stealing their resources and stop invading in wars. God, wouldn't that be great? That's my prayer. That's my New Year's resolution. What I would wish for is that we'd finally just keep our noses out of other people's business in their countries. Let them have their government. Let them do what they want to do. That's their business. If a revolution happens in another country, it should be by their people. We got our own problems now. Now that this fraud election is over and we've got a fraudster in the White House here come next week. So let's focus on that. I talked to you earlier. Please be prepared. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to say it. Being prepared is a good thing. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. I'm back on the show again tomorrow night with John Stadtmiller for the National Intel Report. Looking forward to that. Maybe a new perspective from John. That ends it for me tonight. We will talk again. Good.
Professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.